to the village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris, here. Trustee Genrick, here. Trustee Atwood,
here.
President Rafter, here. Trustee Dart is excused. Trustee Green,
here.
Trustee Kopisch,
here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to adopt or modify tonight's agenda? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? Any changes, Brad? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We are going to have a presentation. First of all, I'd just like to welcome Ray Kopisch back to the village board after a 3-year sabbatical. It's good to have you back, Ray, and congratulations to Trustee Harris and Trustee Genrick for their recent ones. We will award certificate of election to our newly elected trustees and our municipal judge. Thank you. Music. What's that?
These are your totals.
Oh, okay. We'll read the totals for our spring election. For village trustee, the candidates were Ray Kopisch, Jim Genrick, Matthew Harris, and Christopher Sampson. Thank you to all who ran and offered to serve the village. Our trustees who won the first, second, and third. Trustee Genrick was at 1,674 votes. Trustee Kopisch was at 1,404 votes. And Trustee Harris was at 1,369 votes. For the village judge, it was a landslide. We had one candidate and one very good candidate. Our new judge, Bob Dennis, had 1,810 votes. So, where can I read? Okay. Okay. I'm going to read these, and then I will present them to the individual candidates. Unless, can I do that up there, Brad? Up there? Okay. I'll do that. So, Mr. Genrick, would you come down here, please? We are going to present Jim Genrick with the Certificate of Election for the Village of Alloway. I, Deborah Bainan, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certify that Jim Genrick, as appears from the official canvas of votes cast in the spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin, on April 4, 2017, was duly elected Village Trustee to hold office for a 3-year term, commencing on April 18, 2017, and ending April 21st of the year 2020. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed the seal of the Village of Alloway this 18th day of April. Deborah Bainan, Village Clerk or Village Treasurer, Village of Alloway. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Kopisch. Village of Alloway, Certificate of Election. I, Deborah Bainan, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certify that Ray Kopisch, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the village of Alloway, Wisconsin, on April 4th, 2017, was duly elected to village trustee to hold office for a three-year term, commencing on April 18th, 2017, and ending April 21st, 2020. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed the seal of the village of Alloway, this 18th day of April 2017, Deborah M. Bainan, Clerk Treasurer, Village of Alloway. Congratulations, Mr. Kobisch.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Trustee Harris. Village of Alloway Certificate of Election. I, Deborah M. Bainan, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certify that Matthew Harris appears from the official canvas of votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin, on April 4th, 2017, was duly elected village trustee to hold office for a three-year term, commencing on April 18th, 2017, and ending on April 21st, 2020. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed the seal of the Village of Alloway, this 18th day, April 2017. Deborah M. Bainan, Clerk Treasurer, Village of Alloway. Congratulations, Trustee Harris. Judge Bob, as he's going to be known. Village of Alloway Certificate of Election. I, Deborah M. Bainan, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway in the State of Wisconsin, certify that Bob Dennis, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 4th, 2017, was duly elected Village Municipal Judge to hold office for a four-year term commencing May 1st, 2017 and ending April 30th, 2021. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed the seal of the Village of Alloway, this 18th day of April, 2017, Deborah M. Bainan, Clerk Treasurer, Village of Alloway. Congratulations, Judge Bob. Thank you.
It's the first time he hasn't said, here comes the judge.
Okay, on to announcements. Let's go through them. I'll do a few of them and then we'll see if we have any others. Their attention, Alloway residents, the water department will be flushing water mains April 24th through April 28th of 2017. Please check your tap water for discoloration before using it. That's next week. Also, as weather continues to warm up, we expect more and more people out in our wonderful parks. Here are a few reminders to keep everyone safe and our village parks looking great. For pets in parks, the village board recently revised the village code to allow all domestic pets in village parks and trails while on leash at all times. Per the code, pets are still not allowed in park buildings, on playgrounds, or sports fields, or in picnic areas. We would also like to remind all pet owners and custodians to clean up and properly dispose of all pet waste immediately from all park grounds and trails. Also, there is no smoking in the parks. The Alloway Village Board recently approved Ordinance 2016-09, prohibiting smoking or electronic smoking devices within and upon all village parklands and trails. Regarding the Alloway Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan, you can view the recently approved Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan on the village website, villageofalloway.com, and click on the link to the bike and ped plan. Thank you to everyone who served on that committee and did a whole lot of hard work. The Village of Alloway Public Works Department wants folks to know that spring curbside collection of loose leaves and garden waste ends on April 20th, which is this coming Thursday. Leaves and garden waste should be placed in separate piles behind the curb, not in the street. Regular brush pickup will resume the week of May 8th. Green grass is not collected by the village, so please either mulch or you can take your grass clippings down to the LeBron Road station. The Alloway Business Association, a group of local business owners here in the village. Every year, the Alloway Business Association looks to recognize small and large businesses that are located in Alloway, add economic value to the area, and contribute to the community. Winners can be awarded once every 10 years and do not have to be members of the ABA. We have an opportunity to vote for your favorite businesses in Alloway. You can vote for one large and one small business from the list of this year's nominees. To do so, you can go to the village website and click on the link to the Excellence in Business Awards Committee. Village of Alloway prescription drop-off on April 29th, 2017. The Wisconsin Department of Justice will coordinate a prescription drug take-back initiative throughout Wisconsin. You can get a lot more information on our website, but on Saturday, April 29th, you can bring your prescription drugs to this location at Village Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to drop off unused drugs. I'm on the roll, I might as well keep up. The emerald ash borer has been found in Alloway, and there's information on this as well on the village website. And please take a look at it and read it, because it gives you guidelines on not shipping wood and that sort of thing. Chris, do you want to say anything about that?
Yes, we did locate the emerald ash borer on the southern end of the village a few weeks ago, and there's positive identification with that. If anyone in the village is looking for more information, they can either go to our website and find it there or contact our office. You know, just give us a call. We would be happy to help you out.
Great, thank you. Another announcement, the Bell and Run is going to be on June 10th this year. As you know or may know, the Bell and Run runs throughout a majority of Alloway, or a majority of the routes through Alloway. It's been a great event for us year after year, and we look forward to having that again. We'll be speaking a little bit more about that later on in the meeting. Our finance director here in Alloway, Clara Pickett, has resigned from her position. Clara has been with the village for a while and has done absolutely tremendous work. During budget time, she has made the job of the village board very easy. When I was first elected to the board, our first budget meeting went until well after midnight, and that seemed to have been a common occurrence. Thanks to Clara and her staff and the organization that she's brought to the process, she's made it a very easy to follow process. So we thank her, wish her very well in her future endeavors, which means we have an opening for a finance director, and we'll be posting that job to our website as well, right? And the last of my announcements, which I am very happy to announce, back in 2015, the village had a corridor study done to figure out what people in the village of Alloway want for the future of Alloway. And one of the parcels that we've had available to us is the old village board or old village hall property. It's been a little tough to get rid of that over the years. It's sat vacant for many years. We've had some opportunity for development that just haven't simply gone through for one reason or another. And while we don't have a definitive agreement in place, I thought it to be very appropriate that the village board has been approached by a company known as Zambaldi Beer. And the owners, David and Debbie, have come to the village board and said they would like to build a
a brewery and tap room on that Village Hall property. It's something that the folks in Alloway had asked for during the corridor study. Some of the designs, the concepts that have come forth are very exciting. And while it's still early in the process, we wanted to let you know that we have had a consensus among the board to move forward to the point of directing staff to enter into drafting a developer's agreement with Zambaldi Beer. I've had an opportunity to taste that beer, and it's pretty good, very good. But I wanted to welcome David and Abby are here tonight, so I wanted to thank you publicly for your interest in doing business in the village. When we look at bringing businesses into the village, you look at the business, but you also look at the people. And David and Abby, at least from my perspective, have demonstrated they're the kind of people we want in the Village of Alloway. So while they don't live here, they're very close by, and we'll get them here soon enough. But I wanted to thank you very much and thank the board for working hard on getting this piece of property sold to someone who wants to do some good work for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stand up. That's them. They will be brewing their own beer. Okay. Any other announcements that I've missed? From the board, any announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. We have a very full schedule tonight, so I would ask if anyone does have anything to discuss with the board that maybe hasn't been brought up before, and that is not on this evening's agenda, I invite you to come up now. Come on up, Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd like to encourage the village to look at putting in a pedestrian island for a crossing at West St. Joseph Street on State Highway 57, Riverside Drive, to get from the new apartments and the condominiums and the hotel to get down to the Fox River Trail. I'd like the village to use the newly found $80,000 that we will not be spending on the Sunset Park crossing on Riverside Drive to construct a multi-use trail to go from that pedestrian island crosswalk down to the Fox River Trail along public roads that connect down at St. Francis Park. Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, Jim, I encourage you to talk to the state DOT. We've talked to them about that. Okay, thank you. We will move on to item number 6, old business action regarding clarification of summer hours. Administrator Lang.
At the last board meeting, I brought forward the proposal for a change in hours during the summer from June 5th until the end of August. I misspoke on Friday. To keep consistent hours, Friday should be 7 to 11, not 7:30. 11:30, so just wanted to bring that back for clarification.
Okay. So 7 to 11 on Fridays?
Correct.
Okay, this, for those of you in the audience, the starting when?
June 5th.
Starting June 5th, Village Hall will be open for business Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I was reading the old hours. From 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and then on Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thank you. Number 7, action regarding Resolution 2017-10, thanking Trustee Bob Dennis for his years of service on the Village Board. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And I will read the resolution. Resolution 2017-10. Come on up, Judge.
Trustee Judge.
Here come the judge. Resolution 2017-10, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Bob Dennis for serving as Village Trustee from 2014 to 2017, for his dedication to making Alloway a better place to live, work, and play, for representing the Village on the Central Brown County Water Commission, for his commitment to residents and open government, and to honor Mr. Dennis with a resolution in recognition of his outstanding and tireless service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this 18th day of April 2017, James F. Rafter, Village President, attested Deborah M. Bainan, Village Clerk. Congratulations, sir, and thank you very much. In reverse and going back to item six real quick. It's been suggested that we just entertain a new motion and a second and go through the vote. So do I hear a motion to change the summer hours as advised by Administrator Lane? Trustee Harris, yes. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you
very much. Bless you. Judge Bob Dennis has replaced the retiring Judge James Charneski. Jim had been our municipal judge for 20 years. He was our first village president, I learned, and has had an outstanding career of public service, especially to the Village of Alloway. And last Wednesday, during his last court appearance here in Alloway, we had a little thank you for him and his family. And tonight we are here to honor him by approving a resolution of that service. So do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
I have a second. Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And I'll read the resolution. Resolution 2017-11, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to sincerely thank the Honorable James R. Charneski for serving as Village of Alloway Municipal Judge from April 1997 to May 2017, for his peerless performance during these past 20 years, for his fairness, toughness, and following his principles according to the law when performing his duties, for his many contributions to the effective delivery of justice for the Village of Alloway, for being a true champion of the law and supporter of his court staff, for his distinguished service to the people, for his inspiration to us all, and to honor Judge James R. Charneski with a resolution in recognition of his dedication, integrity, and diligent service to the Village of Alloway. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway with admiration, affection, and respect for the Honorable James R. Charneski on this 18th day of April, 2017. Thank you very much, Judge. Done a great job. Item number nine, action discussion regarding the Green Bay Correctional Facility. Has everyone seen the news the last couple of days? Representative David Steffen held a press conference here yesterday to announce a plan to propose a bill to move the Green Bay Correctional Facility. He started out 9 months ago by suggesting we conduct a study for the to realize the financial feasibility on moving the prison. It's 118 years old. And in doing his research, he found that there was a study done in 2009 by the Mead and Hunt Group, at which time the Mead and Hunt Group said that there was about $140-some million of improvements required to get the prison basically up to code and to do some other things. So what I like to say, or what I did say yesterday at the press conference, is David Steffen did exactly what he was elected to do, and listened to the needs of his community and went and did the research. He's done a lot of hard work to investigate whether or not that prison could and should be moved. It's not a new discussion for this community. I know that back in, prior to 2009, discussions took place around that proposal, and back then, I believe, it didn't go anywhere from what I heard, because bonding for a new prison was simply too expensive. So no one was interested in borrowing $200 million, and they couldn't make a good cost justification for it. In trying to come up with a creative solution, State Representative Steffen found an opportunity that is used in other areas to basically outsource the development, construction, and administration of the building of a prison. And basically, they would be the landlord, and the state of Wisconsin would run the prison. All the prison employees would be state employees under his plan. No one would lose their jobs except by natural attrition. Right now, the attrition rate is about 15%, I think, per year at the prison, and he was estimating about 12% attrition rate. So he would let that happen naturally. The benefits for a new prison, as were laid out by Representative Steffen, by the way, we live-streamed the entire press conference, which is about 54 minutes long. You can find a link to that on the Village website?
And Facebook.
On the Village website, on the Village Facebook page, and on the Village Twitter page. We've got it all covered. But you can watch the entire 54 minutes and really understand what David wants to do. But basically, his proposal would save an estimated $150 million to the state of Wisconsin over the next 10 years. It would be to build a new state-of-the-art facility that would improve the safety for both staff of the prison facility and the inmates. It would improve the Department of Corrections' ability to carry out their mission to help reduce recidivism among inmates, as only a state-of-the-art facility would allow. A new privately owned facility built elsewhere would generate millions in tax revenue for the area that has been hurt, or by an area that has been hurt by losing businesses. And this is the case because if a private entity, right now the prison doesn't generate any tax revenue, if a private entity were to build the prison, that parcel would become taxable land. And there are areas in Brown County and outside of Brown County that have been hurt from a tax perspective by businesses leaving, and they may benefit from that. If you take a look at that 60-acre parcel of land that the prison currently sits on today and is boundaried by 172, one of the busiest roadways in the area, Riverside Drive, Webster Avenue, and overlooking the Fox River itself, some estimates have had development opportunity on that parcel to be in the somewhere in the range of $80 million. An $80 million development would mean approximately $600,000 to the Village of Alloway and millions to Brown County. We have $20 million worth of road improvements we have to take care of here in Alloway, and that on a regular basis would help in a big way. He held a press conference. During that press conference, I thanked David for doing what he was elected to do, and that's representing the needs of our community. He's swimming uphill with this, I'm sure, and he's got to prove to a lot of people that it does make financial sense. So, in my estimation, no one loses in this deal. But that's my opinion. The reason I brought this to the board tonight is because David has gone out and represented Alloway, I think, very well, with a great deal of enthusiasm, and I would like to show support back to him by I would like to make a motion to direct staff to create a letter of enthusiastic support for David's plan and encourage and to distribute that letter to members of the Joint Finance Committee in the state, our local representatives, including Senator Coles, our local neighboring local legislators who are going to be impacted in a positive way because of the economic development it can bring to Brown County. During the meeting or the press conference yesterday, we were joined by Troy Streckenbach, who voiced his support. We were joined by the Chamber of Commerce in Advance, who voiced their support. And we had local business owner Mark Olenichek, who voiced his support and shared some history. So my motion is that we direct staff to draft a letter of enthusiastic support for David's plan and to encourage our other local state legislators to support the plan as well. Having not spoken to anyone about this, I'll ask for a second. Trustee Gennering.
I'll make a second on that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. And thank you, Representative Steffen. Action item number 10, action regarding Bell and Run Entertainment Stations and Noise Variance Permit. Mr. Clark.
Yes, it's that time of year for the 10K Bell and Run. There are individuals here from Bell and that would answer any questions that the board may have with regards to the entertainment or any questions about the race itself. But they are requesting, just like previous years, noise variance permit for the entertainment throughout the course.
Okay. Thank you. Would anyone like to make a motion on this item?
Motion to approve.
Trustee Atwood, motions to approve. Do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? Would we like to invite the folks up from Bell and?
That'd be good.
Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make that motion.
Or no, we don't have to suspend the rules. We're inviting them up.
Strike the motion.
Strike the motion.
Has it been stricken?
It has been stricken. Okay. You have not.
Okay. I'm John Paul Stolowski. I live at 1977 Mary Bell Lane. I've been entertainment director for the Bell and Run for probably 6 or 7 years now. You can see the map up here. It's changed a little bit from last year. Last year was our 40th anniversary, so we did a little bit more just to entertain the runners and the crowds watching their families and friends run. We had 5 bands on the course last year. Now we're only going to have 2. And then just our normal DJs and banjo man and things of that nature. So that's really the only change from what we've done in the past.
Are you here representing the entire? I know we're here to approve a noise variance, but are you here to discuss some of the other issues as well regarding the race?
I'm your entertainment person, but then Linda can do the other.
Okay.
Stuff.
Hi, I'm Linda Maxwell. I'm the Assistant Race Director for the Mellon Run.
Okay, Linda, thanks. First of all, any questions for John? Okay. I have some questions for Linda.
Okay.
Last year, first of all, I think it's a great event. And it's great for the village, great for Bellin, great for the entire community. It's a great opportunity for people to run through Alloway. Last year we had just a few issues. One was communication regarding, well, first of all, I'd like to make sure that we're going to be communicating with the residents on the hours of the closing of the roads so that they'll know when they can get in and out of their homes.
Last year we changed from a postcard to a larger brochure.
Yeah.
We're doing that again this year. I actually have the first draft of that.
Great.
You know, we finished today. We felt like that was a much better way to communicate more details with your residents. So the feedback we got was that it was more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. And one of the issues that happened last year was at the 12th hour, and I think it's because it was due to weather, the route, an alternate route was defined down Beaupré, and the request to put up no parking signs at the last minute, and I would hope that we are more prepared this year.
That's the one major thing that I was going to bring to you tonight.
Okay.
Because it was so warm last year, we were looking at alternate ways, just different things we could do to keep our participants safe. As of about 3:30 in the afternoon, we were still weighing what the best option was. One of the possibilities was to shorten the course. When that discussion started, our operations director said, we better, before it gets to be, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we should get those no parking posted. We ended up just doing a deferral for if participants thought that they were not ready, had any underlying health issues, things like that, they could defer their registrations till this year, which is something that's unheard of in the racing community, but we thought it was the best thing for the safety of our participants. Realizing then that those signs didn't get taken down, we have addressed that, and what we want to propose to you is that on a routine basis, that we, because we always have that alternate course, which would more likely be used in case of lightning or something that happened further down the course where we had to shorten the course. The lightning would be if we couldn't start before by 9:30, then we can't keep the roads closed that long, so we'd have to shorten the course. That's a more likely scenario. We figured after last year, if public safety and the fire department and all leadership, all of our medical staff, if they didn't shorten the course last year, it's highly unlikely that would be a reason to shorten it, heat itself. The likelihood of lightning, we've never shortened it, but there certainly is that possibility. So to be proactive, what we are proposing is that on Beaupré, on a regular, just a routine basis, that we post no parking on one side of the road. That way, if we have to shorten it, cars could be on one side of the road and we would just have to deal with that. That way, it wouldn't be such an inconvenience to the residents of Beaupré, but we would be planning it ahead and it wouldn't be that last-minute thing. We also think that might be nice for the residents of Beaupré to not have cars on both sides of the road. That would actually be less congested. But we just thought that proactive approach made a lot more sense. We do want to make sure if we have that potential that we want to be planning for it.
Okay. Trustee Green.
I just have one comment, and I live on Beaupré, so okay. The complaints last year, came to me. nobody knew that was an alternate route, and all of a sudden signs just came up, and there was a wedding on the street that Friday night, and they couldn't park on either side. Talk about causing dead panic as they were having family and everybody over. So how is communication going to go out to the Beaupré residents since this is a change?
We will do a special door hanger for them. It's going to be part of this as well. But because it is a change for the first year, we're going to do, like we do a special door hanger to right around Astor Park, we will do that on Beaupré.
Awesome. Because I think that was the issue last year, was just it had never happened before. The people having the wedding had lived on the street for over 40 years, and they're like, we've never seen this, and they had so much family coming in. And then it was just the ripple effect. The other thing is the signs went up, it was Friday early, because I know we were getting complaints by noon. So if they could go up later in the day or the one side of the street makes up that much better. So, and then the door hangers, if they could go out earlier. And then I will try to get word up and down our street since it's a change, because if people have things planned. And then anything else we can think of to at least make people aware.
Okay, I will check on the timing, because they weren't supposed to go out till, you know, later in the afternoon, kind of if we do the rest of it. So I will check on that, but we will have that communication so that those people know what the change. It's been our alternate route, you know, in theory, for as long as I've been involved in the event. We've just never had to do it.
Yeah. This board didn't know it. The residents didn't know it. Nobody knew it. So it was just, it was really...
Yeah, I apologize for that. Yeah, so I think we're more proactive than, and everybody is on the same page. We won't have that issue. So I apologize for any inconvenience last year, and I hope this works going forward.
Well, thanks for putting thought into it.
And I think one side of the street will work better.
And then one other question was regarding the street cleanup, I guess. Last year we got a call asking our Public Works Department to help clean up because we didn't have enough staff members to clean up the little Dixie cups. And I would encourage you to staff appropriately, because we can't dispatch our team who are on overtime for, even though it's a great community event, it's still a private event.
Yeah, and that was not supposed to happen, so I apologize for that.
That's okay. Any other questions?
If you were to use the Beaupré alternative route, would that be on the way out? You just cut the race to less than 2 miles or on the way back?
It changes into a 5K, so it comes down Webster, down Beaupré, and then hits Lytle Street.
Okay. You could run it, Jim.
Yeah.
Other questions? Trustee Harris?
Just as a suggestion, for the brochures that you're handing out or sending out for residents in the area, maybe an extra handful to leave at the Village Hall in case residents come here. Will have something that they can utilize right away.
That's a great idea. It's a long way for me to come to drop them off. My office is right next door.
We'll be halfway.
My office is right there. Okay, anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just said she wants to send us, email us the information we posted as well on her Facebook.
Linda? If you'd like to send us the information in PDF form, we can also post it to our website.
Okay.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
We do have attached a signed request for approving the noise variance from Deputy Vogel.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a motion to approve the noise variance?
I'll make that motion.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
We did.
Oh, that's right.
Robin.
Okay, we had
significant.
I got ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Or behind.
I apologize, Trustee Edwin. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 11. Action regarding Arbor Day Proclamation. Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We get this proclamation every year, right? And I can read it real quick. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees. This holiday, called Arbor Day, was first observed with the planting of more than 1 million trees in Nebraska. And Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world. And trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. And whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees in our village increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of the business areas, and beautify our community. And whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal. And whereas Alloway has been recognized as a Tree City USA by the National Arbor Day Foundation and desires to continue its tree planting ways, now therefore I, President of the Village of Alloway, do hereby proclaim the 27th day of April 2017 as Arbor Day in the Village of Alloway, and I urge all citizens to support efforts of care for our trees and woodlands and to support our village's urban forestry program. Further, I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of the present and future generations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 We have a motion. Second. Did you have a discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 12. Regarding Green Bay Area Public School Memorandum of Agreement for Playground. Mr. Clark.
Yes. I was approached by the Green Bay Area School District about placing some playground equipment, specifically a swing set, on park property at Webster Elementary School. The way the property is laid out between Webster Park and Webster School, it is almost a, looks like our property belongs to the school and vice versa. So with regards to space at the school, they are limited on space and the topography of the land to place any additional playground equipment on their property. So they approached us and asked if we would look into the possibility of working with them to install that at the location shown here on the map by the tennis courts. That location is a flat area that's not being utilized by, you know, for park purposes or any of our recreation programs. And we did discuss other potential locations throughout that area, area just to the west of there, which would be to the left, is utilized by the students as just open play space, which they have very little of there that's flat. So that location was kind of taken off the board. And then the areas around the two existing playgrounds would require some extensive terracing or retaining walls, because that is where the slope of the area starts. So they approached us about this location, and we took that to the Park and Rec Committee, and which was approved at committee at our last committee meeting to move forward with that. So with that, we do have an agreement that has been put together by both parties, and both our legal staff have gone through it and given the okay on that. So any questions, I guess, at this point?
So does the memorandum of understanding cover liability issues? And
yes, it does. Both parties have liability insurances that would cover that.
Who would be the primary on that?
Green Bay Schools.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Can I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, action regarding appointments to village committees and boards commissions. Every year at this time, we take a look at the committees that we have, and the village trustees are all assigned responsibilities to various committees. And we also open it up formally to invite area residents to get involved in their village. And so we have put out the request for applications for our different committees that we have openings for. It was nice that we received quite a few applications, and we're very thankful for that. First, I am going to, and what I will do is recommend the different board members and the residents to the appointments, and the village board will then approve it or disapprove it. For the public on the village board member assignments, Public Works Department, Jim Genrick will continue. Ray Kopisch will be on the Village Public Works Committee, and I will remain on that committee. I would like to thank Lynn Green for her many years of service on that committee and for being a great advocate on behalf of our citizens, and she will continue in another great capacity, that being the village representative on the county board, on the Brown County Water Authority. Lynn will be our representative, and she will be backed up with Craig Burnt, our Director of Public Works, as the alternate. Penny Dart will remain our trustee representative for both Economic Development and Planning Commission. For Room Tax Commission, Matthew Harris will continue in that role. He will also continue in the role on the Brown County Planning Board. I will be his alternate and backup on that if he cannot attend. For our Park, Recreation, and Forestry Committee, Trustee Rob Atwood will continue on that. And Ray Kopisch has agreed to be our New Eye Commissioner. New Eye is the cable TV station for Alloway, Channel 4 for your cable viewers, but it's also online, so Ray will help us take that forward. So thank you, Ray, for accepting that responsibility.
Do you have a vote on that? You can go on that.
Okay. For our citizen or resident appointments, on our Economic Development Committee, Christopher Engebretson is going to join us. Is Christopher here tonight? Hello, Christopher. How are you?
Very well.
I had the opportunity to talk to Christopher on the phone regarding his interest. Christopher was a reporter, if his name sounds familiar. He was a reporter here in town for 6 years and is now a media marketing consultant for the last 7 years, working with area businesses to help them grow. He's been an Alloway resident since 2008, and when he was looking for a new home in 2015, he made it a conscious effort to stay here in Alloway, and he wanted to give back. So thank you very much for bringing your talents to serve on the village committee. Thank you. For Public Works, we had one opening, and Kurt Beiler has agreed to fulfill that role. I don't see Kurt here tonight, but we've seen Kurt in our village board meetings quite frequently over the years. Kurt was on our bike and ped committee that just put together our comprehensive bike and ped plan. He's been in the construction industry for the last 20 years. He is currently serving as the Brown County Library Facilities Manager. He has served on the NWTC Energy Management Technology Committee. He has served on the Alloway Bike and Ped Committee and a former member of the Brown County Energy Advisory Committee. So I would like to thank Kurt for offering to serve on the Public Works Committee and bringing his talents to the village. On the Village Board of Review, Matt Clark. Is Matt here tonight? Hello, Matt. How are you?
Greetings.
Thank you for offering to be on the committee. But Matt has a master's in management, a BA in computer science, a BS in accounting, in many years of financial analysis and objective data evaluation. And so I think he'll be able to use his talents well on the Board of Review, and I thank you very much for offering to serve. And thanks for being here tonight, guys. For the Plan Commission, one of our residents who's been involved. Oh, shame on me. We also have another candidate for the Board of Review, and that is Clarence Matuzak. Clarence is well known to many of us in the village. He has been active in our local government, for 53 years. He served as the first village administrator here in Alloway. He has been on multiple boards, most recently the Public Works Committee, and has a love for our local community. So I thank Clarence for continuing his service to our local community and welcome him to the Board of Review as well. For the Plan Commission, Becky Nyberg, who was the chair of our Bike and Ped Committee and was the founder of our Alloway Walks and Bikes Committee, an informal committee several years ago, has offered to serve on the Planning Commission as the first alternate. So I thank Becky very much for continuing to serve the Village of Alloway. And Laura Gravogel, is Laura here tonight? Laura was going to try. But Laura has also offered to be an alternate. She will be the second alternate on the Planning Commission. Laura brings to the Village 10 years in health and wellness. She's currently employed as the wellness manager for Aurora Bay Healthcare. She moved to Alloway in 2014 and wants to be involved in the community. She's currently preparing to enter into a master's program in sustainability, focusing on corporate and community sustainability. So I think that's a very great talent to have for the Planning Commission. So I thank Laura for offering. Those are the recommended appointments that I have for the village committees. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Do I have any discussion?
I think we need historic preservation. Yep. On top?
Yeah. Well, we don't have anyone for historic preservation.
Do we have a board person?
No, we don't have a board representative.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
I'm sorry, we recently amended the ordinance to have a board representative on historic preservation.
We did.
Yeah, we just don't currently have one.
I believe it was Trustee Gennert.
Yeah, I've been serving on that committee.
I saw that. I thought you were, you wanted to go above and beyond the duties of trustee,
right.
And you wanted to serve as a resident.
I just thought there was a message there.
Okay, I will amend. No one's perfect. I will amend my recommendations, and I will recommend that Trustee James Genrich continue to serve as the trustee representative on the Historic Preservation Committee. And I sincerely apologize for that oversight.
It's my fault. It's not on this list.
That's okay. It's still my fault.
It's brand new.
Okay, now do I have any other discussion?
Nope.
And that was just a friendly amendment.
That was a friendly amendment. I would like to thank once again, we are blessed in Alloway to have so many people that help this community operate. People who show up to our village board meetings. You're part of the process, and we truly appreciate that. For people who give of their own time to just help make this community a better place to live, I thank everyone. With that having been said, before we take a vote, we still have openings. Mr. Genrich needs some help on the Historic Preservation Committee. We have two openings for citizens on that committee. We have three alternate member openings on the Board of Appeals, and we have two openings on the Board of Ethics. So if you or someone you know are interested in serving, please have them contact Debbie Bainan. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. You didn't have to wear a tie for this. but thank you. I asked the folks to come if they could, just to introduce themselves. Would you like to stand up, gentlemen, so people get to see your faces? Thank you, Matt and Christopher. Thank you very much. Action item number 14, action regarding 2016 Alloway Plan Commission Annual Report. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. This is the third or fourth annual report Plan Commission has done. And really what the purpose is behind it is to create a dialogue between the board and the Plan Commission, make sure that the Plan Commission is on task and the board is in agreement with what they're aiming to accomplish. It also serves as a measure of transparency so that the public can see what the Plan Commission is working on and has done. If you look at last year's numbers, the amount of recommendations the Plan Commission sent to the Village Board were six. And the amount the Village Board agreed with was five. So that's pretty good. That shows that everyone's getting along. Yes. So the Plan Commission recommended approval at their last meeting and sent it to the Village Board and would like some direction as far as what recommended initiatives and actions the Plan Commission should be focusing on this year. There is a list of several within the report, but if the Village Board has any others to add or has one or two items that they would like the Village Board or the Plan Commission to focus on, that would be appreciated. The assigned tasks and recommended initiatives are on page 4.
Any questions for Trevor? Trustee Harrison.
I think the only thing that comes to mind from my perspective is maybe to get some feedback from the businesses that have gone through the facade improvement and if it's been a worthwhile investment on their part. I know it can help out with the village, but just get some feedback from those that have been involved with it, even to possibly recommend other businesses may take advantage of that.
Any other comments?
Well, they did a pretty good, very thorough, it looks like, review of recommended initiatives from Historical Preservation, Economic Development, Park Rec, Public Works. I know they work really hard. They spend a lot of time doing work that's not often a lot of fun, reviewing ordinances and trailer rules and signs and all that stuff, which isn't a lot of fun, but really needs to be done and managed well. So I certainly want to thank them for all their hard work. I agree with the recommended future tasks and initiatives of looking at options for tax incremental finance districts, reviewing village property development documents, etc. So looks like they've got lots of things laid out here, and I would certainly support continuing in those directions.
Is this on the village website, or will it be on the village website?
It's under agenda items now, but it will be on the website, yes, okay. Under Plan Commission.
For the folks in the audience, you wouldn't want me to read the whole thing. It's a long document, but it's a lot of work went into it, and I would encourage you to visit the village website. But some of the items that the Plan Commission recommends for 2017 or Highway 57 Riverside Drive Reconstruction Project, work with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in incorporating new development into the reconstruction project. I like this. Engage committees of the Village Board to consider programs of common concern, Economic Development Committee, develop a map of vacant properties available for redevelopment, historic preservation, discuss historic places identifying signs, park, rec, and forestry, discuss ways to incorporate the bike and ped plan recommendation on trails and parks and at community facilities, and for Public Works to identify planning opportunities to be done in conjunction with the street schedule. So I like the idea of bringing everyone together under one roof so that we're all in constant communication. That's great. Yes?
One thing I also forgot to mention, there was quite a bit of discussion at the last Planning Commission regarding item D under Planning Commission Assigned Tasks for 2017. That's regarding the updating the zoning code. You know, this has been an ongoing discussion for a number of years, and most recently there was some money set aside in the budget to get started on this. However, the Planning Commission would like some direction as far as, is this something we should seriously consider? Is this something we should investigate further as far as a complete rewrite? And I understand the board may not want to make a formal recommendation on that tonight, but it's something they requested some direction on.
Why don't we put that on the agenda for the next meeting? It's good to have direction. Any other questions for Trevor or comments? I think instead of accepting a motion to approve, I think we could do being requested to suspend the rules to allow a resident to speak. Do I have a motion for that? So Trustee Harris. Second. Trustee Green. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I attend a lot of Planning Commission meetings. It is a really, truly excellent group of people. They do a lot of work, and they're very, very good at their job. If the village doesn't want to go through the expense of updating the entire zoning code, there is an urgent need to allow mixed-use development along the riverfront, the industrial areas. We currently have mixed-use developments on the Schneider properties on Marine, down by Jimmy C's, but we need to make it official that would now be legal. Also along Riverside Drive all the way up between West St. Joseph Street and Alloway Avenue. So there's a lot of development potential for mixed-use development, and if we're not going to go ahead and redo the entire zoning code, we at least need to find a way to allow mixed-use development in commercial and the light industrial areas. Thanks.
Thank you. And thanks for your positive comments on the Planning Commission. I agree with you on that. Okay, well, motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrick. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I would accept a motion to accept the annual report and place it on file. There's really nothing to approve. Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Agenda item number 15, action regarding alternate economic development committee members. Mr. Fuller.
So as you may have noticed going through the previous agenda item, there are several committees in the village with alternate members. The Economic Development Committee is not one. We have several other individuals interested, and this would be a good opportunity to get them involved without having to expand the committee for standing members. They would be welcome to come to the committee meetings, participate in discussion. They just would not be voting members.
Unless one of the regular members was not there.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. I would encourage you to encourage anyone you know who's interested, Trevor, to let us know about it. Action item number 16, action regarding sign exception review fee. Trevor.
So as you're aware, in September of last year, we amended our sign code to allow some more flexibility for the businesses within our community. One of which was to create this sign exception process, whereas an individual or a business that wanted to have an exception because of certain circumstances that made it difficult, they could go to the Plan Commission, and upon approval by the Plan Commission, they could seek the approval by the Village Board for that process or for that exception. So we identified and adopted that in September, but we never assigned a fee to it. And recently someone would like to go through that process, and they will be going through that process, and we realized the amount of staff time involved with it, we're estimated about 5 hours. So not a whole lot, but if this does become a thing, that it should be something that shouldn't be paid for by the taxpayers directly.
Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Trevor. Action item number 17, action regarding emergency services contract with Brown County Highway Department. Craig has brought this to, Craig Berndt, our Director of Public Works, brought this to the Public Works Committee, and I believe we've discussed it here at one point or another, but pretty much we don't have an agreement in place with Brown County if we need their assistance when it comes to in the case of an emergency. And it's always been done by a handshake, and communities help each other, and I think the attitude is still to do that, but Brown County is getting these agreements in place so they can justify giving the support to the local communities when it's needed. Craig wasn't able to be here tonight, but we have had Randy Gass take a look at it. He seems to think that it's a very straightforward and fair agreement. There's nothing out of the ordinary. It just defines when we need help, that we basically have to ask for it, and that we agreed to pay for it. And we will pay for that service regardless. Right? We asked, when was the last time we needed help from an emergency perspective, and I don't know that we know the answer from Brown County. But at least we'll have it in place, because if we don't have one in place and everyone else does, guess where we fall? To the back of the line. Trustee Harris.
I'm just curious, not being at the Public Works meeting, who initiated this? Did we go to the county, or did the county come to us to get the agreement put in place?
The county came to us.
Thank you.
They're going to all the municipalities within Brown County. Any other questions, thoughts?
Seems like it makes sense.
Well, then, let's entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion to approve the emergency services contract recently drafted with Brown County Highway Department.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We have an agreement. Thank you. Something funny, Mr. Fuller? We'll move on to agenda item number 18, discussion/report, first quarter building permits. Trevor?
Sure, we received our first quarter building permit numbers for this year. There's an estimated additional value to the village for commercial construction of $8.1 million. This is in comparison with our first quarter numbers from last year, were $530,000. So quite a large increase there. Part of it is the national trends. People are building again. However, there are projects such as the whole check of the apartments that I do attribute to us incorporating into the tax incremental finance district. So, along with other projects the village is working on, I believe we are moving forward as being a business-friendly community.
Thank you. Now, that doesn't include CP, does it?
That does not, no.
Or the oral surgeon?
Right, so there's already an estimated $9 million of additional commercial construction for next quarter.
If I were a business owner wanting to move and considering moving into the village, I would be very excited.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Just for the record.
That's a very exciting number, quite honestly. I mean, all joking aside, from 530,000 to 8.1 million, when I gave that number to the Alloway Business Association today, a lot of eyebrows went up and people were clapping. And it's, as I mentioned, it's due in great part to the hard work of our staff, to our volunteers and our committees, and we thank you for that, because that's, if you sit back and wait, it's not going to happen. So the whole corridor study, bike and ped plan, all these initiatives are going to pay off in a big way. So thank you. Anything else on that? Any questions for Trevor? Okay. So your quota next quarter is $16 million. Okay, number 19, update on village-owned property. Alloway Waterworks Building, located at 535 Green Avenue, Mr. Fuller, or Mr. Lang, whoever.
Yes. what we have found out the hard way is the restrictive covenant that comes with a municipal owned property that is on the historic registry when we go to sell it. That restrictive covenant puts pretty tough handcuffs on what can and cannot be done. We're working with the State Historic Preservation Office to get a better understanding. For instance, just asking them some questions in regards to the berm that's around at the Green Avenue pump house, the berm that's around the reservoir, if that can be removed, and we've been told no. That is part of the historic significance of that building. Removing some of the concrete, whatever you want to call them in there, there's some large concrete areas within the building that pumps or other mechanical items sat on. Those, according to what we've learned, cannot be removed. Putting doorways into the reservoir cannot be done. So it really limits what can and cannot be done, and we don't want to be in a position where we're selling that building to somebody and then they are found handcuffed. So we're trying to work through all those issues with the historic preservation, state historic preservation, in order to alleviate what might be anxiety for a potential buyer, and be upfront so that they really know what they're getting into. They're scheduled to be coming up in the next couple weeks, and we'll be spending some time with us to go through those buildings and look at what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. If a private individual is selling it to another private individual, they don't hold the same restrictive covenants as what a municipality or a governmental agency would have. So I think they're willing to work with us. We just need to understand it a lot better.
Sure.
And once we have some of those answers, you know, we do have four offers that have been turned in that they're all waiting for a response. And we continuously get additional calls, and we just keep people on notice that until we get these figured out, we certainly don't want, you know, to be selling you something that might not, you might not be able to do what you want to do to it. So
it's a responsible thing to do. Yep.
It's unfortunate because it has taken time, and again, we do have some offers that are out there, and trying to, we've put together some language. Attorney Gass hoped to have some language that would be consistent, but yet it's not enough according to what we're learning. So, okay. We certainly, again, we certainly want whoever buys that building to be able to do what they want to it, but still maintain the historic presence. That's where we're at.
Great. Thank you. Trevor?
I just want to emphasize a comment that Brad made. This is strictly for publicly owned buildings, so it's different from a private sale, whereas they have great deal of flexibility, and the reward in that situation would be tax credits, whereas because we're a public entity, we have to put this
penalties.
I would call it that, but yeah.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor or Brad on this?
Just if, I guess we just wait to find out what you find out, but let's say it remains totally cumbersome. Is there a way to remove the historic designation? Not that I'm saying we should or shouldn't, but is that an option to take that right off the table and say, here, we'll sell it to you as is?
That'll be yet a question that we'll want to follow up with them. What we did learn is, in the event that we would have sold this building yesterday or previous days, that sale would have been void or voided. So, you know, again, we want to make sure that whomever it is that purchases that building has a clear understanding, and we have a clear understanding of what can and cannot be done.
I have a request from the audience to speak. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Green, do I have a second? Trustee Genrick, any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, sir.
Good evening. My name is Tim Feldhausen. I'm an attorney with Davis & Kilfow, but I live here in Alloway, 260 Arbor Lane. And I do represent a party who has put an offer in. I just have some questions to Mr. Lang, if that's okay as well, if I can address those.
You should address them to the board.
I'll address them to you. The first question I have is, and I think one of the issues that's been raised is sort of what the status of this is in relation to the historical preservation encumbrances that are on it, or the restrictions. I just want to make sure that if there is an offer as is, we do have an offer in as is on the current property, and would take it with all the restrictive covenants, including the berms and the inside where the wells are, things like that. We have an offer in on an as is basis. So I just wanted to obviously make that point. But the other question is, do we have an idea of when the state will act on the State Historical Preservation Society will act on the, will give us more information on that?
Okay. We're hoping that the day they come up, which I believe is in 2 weeks. It's a month away, I'm sorry. That we'll get those questions all answered. I think I sent you that dialogue that we had with this senior architect.
Okay. The other question is asking price. Is there a current asking price on it? I note that the assessor has appraised the building at about $20,000 was the most recent appraisal. I don't know if there's a current asking price or if it's just sort of highest with or without covenants.
There is an asking price of 30.
It's 38.5.
38.5.
The assessor came up with.
President Raptor, was a formal appraisal done at 20,000?
No.
I don't recall. No. That it was
the former appraisal was 38.5.
Okay.
It was 38.5?
Yep.
Okay. So we do, and the four offers would be considered together, I take it, with at the time that the historical preservation restrictions are determined?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank your client for his or her interest. Come on up, Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I had a couple clients who put offers in September and October and never got a reply. So I would suggest that as a village resident that you sell the property as is, subject to all state and federal regulations, and let the buyers figure it out. You've notified them, you've done, all you have to do is raise a red flag and tell people that there's restrictions and there's federal regulations and state regulations, and if they can work their way through it, more power to them. There's businesses who want to get started in there, and I would suggest that you go ahead and get it on the tax rolls, let the businesses get started, and let them buy it as is, and work directly with the state to weed through the federal, state and federal regulations. Thanks.
Thank you. Pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I'll just make two quick comments. Mr. O'Rourke, your clients were advised that their offers were not accepted. And I believe that the Village of Alloway wants to do the right thing and right by buyers who aren't necessarily educated on all of the restrictive covenants. We don't want someone buying something, nor do we want to sell something without knowing exactly what our responsibilities are. Fair assessment? Okay. But thank you for your input. Item number 19B.
Just to back up just one second, you said Mr. Rourke's clients were notified, or Mr. Rourke was notified that.
Well, the clients were notified either directly or indirectly. That
okay.
Item number 19B, it's not on your agendas, but I noticed a gentleman get up and leave just a little while ago. I just want to recognize that our county supervisor for District 15, Dr. Paul Ballard, was here for a good portion of the meeting, and I apologize for not acknowledging him, but thank him for being here. Item number 20, Alex. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
My neck's sore. Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you all for